Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he's there. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Everything he's ever told you before this morning, he's lied. But you shall have peace. You shall have joy. You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. And mother, the devil is a liar. Your sons and your daughters shall be saved, set free, and delivered. Because when he shook your belly, the Bible says that the fruit of your womb is blessed. Oh, you need to speak it out of your mouth right now. Say it now. Because the Lord has shaken me again, I'm alive in my spirit. I'm alive in my mind. I'm alive to the things of God. The word of God is coming alive in me right now. I'm alive. I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I will rejoice and be glad.
I feel it. I feel like I'm calling somebody from a deep cave this morning. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on, the Lord got your hand. He's leading you this morning out of the depression from yesterday. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. He's leading you out of your prison sheets. He's leading you out of every defeat. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Satan, the Lord rebuke you today. He's shaking me again.
Come on. Up. You're going through this day with the victory. You're going through this day with power. You're going through this day under the anointing. You're not going through defeated. Wherever you are, woman, wherever you are, man, woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children, while you're fixing the breakfast, while you're combing your hair, while you're putting your clothes on, man, stop right there and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Because when praise You're walking on the track this morning, hey. You own the exercise equipment today. He's shaking you again. He's shaking you again. The Lord God Almighty, He's shaking you again. Hey, hey. Oh, I know you can feel it. 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 I know you can feel the glory of the Lord. I know the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Oh God, that man in the prison, that woman behind the prison door, the devil may have thought he got you incarcerated, but the devil ain't got your mind, the devil ain't got your spirit. There's freedom in the spirit. Hey, come along, come along. He's right there, he's right there, he's right there. He's shaking you again. Again, shake us again, every church, shake us again, every hospital, only you can, shake us again. This morning.
He has shaken you to victory.
God bless you. Good morning, families and friends. You know, we just give God the praise, and I praise him this morning for each and every one of you. One thing that I'm realizing, that God is worthy of this praise. And another thing that I realize, amen, he have not bring you this far to leave you. And one thing that I'm truly realizing, that no matter what we go through, no matter what we do, no matter what we may look like as a shortcoming or a shortfall, that God will never leave us, nor he will not forsake us. Amen. I just bless God for you all once again. Listen, it was on my heart, my God, yesterday to just go ahead and do prayer and do whatever we got to do here on Blog Talk. But without my knowing, amen, still over 3,000 people in different parts of the world, they are downloading our message throughout the years as we've been sharing the word of God. Amen. There is a blessing. Amen. My God, last night I seen the Philippines. God bless you, Philippines. Amen. Also Germany, God bless you, and also South Korea. Now, that was a shocker to me, and God bless you all, South Korea as well. We just thank God that we're able to give a message that you will be able to download in. God bless you, families and friends, and my ADM family. God bless each and every one of you. Listen, I truly believe that you're in a season right now, and you're in a place with God right now, that God is going to do more than you can ask for. This ain't the time for us to back up, but it's a time for us to keep on pushing. This is a time to keep on moving. I truly believe that even as us right now, that God has begun to shake different things in you. Begin to shake your prayer life back up. Begin to shake your spirit back into the place. Sometimes the things in life and the things that we go through, it begins to drain us. It begins to cause us to come into a place of short temper, short fuses, and short different things, to where we'll begin to question our own faith. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to question your salvation. But your salvation ain't nothing to be questioned. Because at the end of the day, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong. But if somebody here will understand that he that endured to the end, I truly believe that this is the time for you all to keep going and keep pushing like never before. I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited. Because just before you get into your next realm of blessing, you best believe God going to do it. The enemy going to take you or going to try to test you. You're going to go through a stretching. You're going to go through some everything. But I'm telling you right now, if God did not believe that you can do it, he will never put you up against the task. So he's a believer that you can do it. That's why he put you up against the task. Father, we thank you even on this morning. We thank you that you're blessing our hearts. You thank us. We thank you that even on this morning, that you are shaking our spirits, you are shaking our minds, you are shaking us. Father, we thank you that throughout this time and throughout these months and throughout these years and throughout this pandemic, you have not left us. You have not left us. Father, therefore, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Father, we pray that you'll continue to charge our spirits. We pray you'll continue to charge us. But we could continue to soar over the things of the adversaries and over the things of opposition that come to our life. If we don't believe that we are more than a conqueror, when we look back over our lives and see, my God, where you done brought us from, and also see our steadfastness, that's a believer all by itself. That each and every one of us listening all over the world and also listening on the line this morning, that we are more than a conqueror. In spite of certain things, in spite of certain things folks say or whatever, we ain't caring about that. All we care about, God, you is the author. You is the finisher. I just want to bless this name. I just want to thank him. I dare somebody this morning just take a few minutes and just go ahead and look back and go ahead and worship him. I truly believe that worship ready to enter back into your home if it ain't already there. Many of you, the spirit of worship ready to overtake you right now. I truly believe, as we begin to reflect and begin to focus on the things of the Lord and things of the spirit realm, I truly believe that the spirit of the worship just want to come and rest over you like a blanket, rest over your mind like a blanket. Some of you probably going on work, amen. The spirit of worship going to come in like peace, amen. Peace to just help you to relax, and peace help you to see a better tomorrow. I dare you to just go ahead and give God a 30 seconds, 30 seconds, and go ahead and just worship him for just 30 seconds.
The Lord God Almighty, be shaking you again. Hey, oh, I know you can feel it. 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 I know you can feel the glory of the Lord. I know the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Oh God, that man in the prison, that woman behind the prison door, the devil may have thought he got you incarcerated, but the devil ain't got your mind. The devil ain't got your spirit. There's freedom in the spirit. Hey, come along.
I bless God. I speak strength to your spirits right now. I speak strength to your home. I speak strength in your life right now. I speak strength into you right now in the name of Jesus, that it is so, and you will continue to withstand, oh my God Almighty, these things as God begins to transition you into another phase of your life, into another realm in your life. This is the day that many of you, you might as well go ahead and rejoice. This is the day you might as well go ahead and praise God, because now you are in a in spite of season, in spite of what it looks like. I'ma praise him. In spite of what might come my way, I'ma praise him. In spite of how I feel, I'ma praise him. Many of you are in your in spite of season. In spite of what I'm going through, I'ma praise him. When you are in your in spite of season, praise come right after it. Now, this ain't a praise to where you feel like doing it. This ain't a praise to where you want to do it. This is a praise to where you know if you do it, because of past experiences, as you kept pushing through and kept giving God his praise, in spite of, things begin to happen. Things begin to turn it around. I declare and decree this morning that many of you, as you're listening, you're going to begin to give God a in spite of worship. Why? Because things finna get ready to turn around in your life. Things finna get ready to happen in your life. Who's going to have control of it? You the one got the control of it. I dare you to begin to work it right now. In spite of how I feel, I'm going to give you the praise. In spite of what I'm going through, God, I'm going to bless your name. In spite of what it looks like, my God Almighty, somebody need to say, God, I'm going to magnify you, because at the end of the day, it's no one mad, my God Almighty, but the devil. Amen. Because in spite of when my praises go up, I'm going to give you the glory. In spite of my body might be rocking with pain, I'm still going to praise you. In spite of whatever the report may be on this week, I know at the end of the day they could tell me this, but one thing I believe the report of the Lord. In spite of, I might have some trips, I might have some fall, I might have some stumble, but at the end of the day, I'm going to give God a in spite of praise. It's a praise that I know he's never going to leave me, nor he's going to forsake me. Everybody else could walk away. Everybody else could quit on me. Everybody else could leave. But one thing I know, and this is why I give God a in spite of, I declare and decree this morning that a praise would hit your home. A praise will hit your spirit. It called a in spite of. In spite of what it looks like, I'm still here. In spite of what it was, I still give God a thank you. In spite of if you try to count me out, even when I try to count my own self out, God just counted me back in. My God Almighty, that's alone, I might as well praise him. That's alone, I might as well give him the glory. Listen, y'all, I just want to praise him for another 30 seconds. I know we worship him, but I want to praise him for a 30 seconds. Then I want to come and give you a little nugget, and we're going to get out of here. In spite of when my praise just goes up, I just know at the end of the day, I can care less for who got something to say. I can care less what it is. I can care less the decisions that I make. At the end of the day, the Bible declares, whom I bless, no man cannot curse. I want to prophesy to somebody this morning here in the United States of America. You might as well go ahead and praise them and look for your blessing. Somebody needs to look for their blessing on this week, on to this day. Are you blessed and highly favored? I tell you to just
yes, praise
before I go, amen, I want to share a nugget with you because many of you and many people, amen, that coming into the presence of God or going to a place, amen, need to understand how to receive and what to receive because you're supposed to come, my God, in a expectation that God's going to get ready to do it for me in my life. That's where your faith begins to kick in. We've been dealing with faith for the last couple of weeks, amen. Matter of fact, every time we get up and go to church, it's dealing with faith. Now, your faith is supposed to kick in. It's no different than many of you. Once you got a diagnosis or you feel some type of way, you go to the hospital and you have faith in the doctors. You have faith in the physician that whatever is wrong with me, they are going to find it. Whatever wrong with me, I believe they're going to have a treatment plan that they're going to be able to take care of whatever the situation may be. Not only you put your faith and trust in them, but also you put your faith and trust in who? In the Lord. For many believers that is all over the world, we put out also faith and trust into who? In the Lord. I just want to remind find some in you, especially when you come into the presence of God, and especially when you come into your local worship service, or even a spotlight, or even a platform like this right now. You come in this morning with an expectation. You come in this morning, by God Almighty, with your issues, with your problems, with your petition, what God could do. Why? Because the Bible declares, when two or three touching and agree in my name, I am in the midst. I truly believe that the things that you have laid before God, long as it's the will of God, maybe you're going to see them manifest. I just need somebody to just tell themselves and tell and speak it into their home or speak it into their car. You need to let yourself know, I am blessed and highly favored. Can I let you know about your blessing and highly favored? Your situation don't dictate to you about how blessed you are. Your attitude doesn't dictate to you how blessed you are. Things that you go through doesn't dictate to you how blessed you are. Your attitude or the things that you go through might dictate a condition, but that's why I have to go to the physician, because I got a condition now. My faith is getting a little wavery. My belief is getting a little wavery. My walk is getting a little slow. I don't praise God like I used to. I don't worship him like I used to. Why? Because of the different things in life, it done took a toll on you, not only, my God, physically, but also spiritually. Now I got to make it to where the physician, because I know, my God, because of the symptoms that is going on in my spiritual body, that is something is not right. I already tried self-medication. I already tried to get my own Bible out and begin to pop me a pill from the Word of God myself. I already tried to do some over-counter medication, but it went to get to a point to where the over-counter medication or my own remedies are not working. I need to get myself up and get to where I got to get to the physician. In this case, we will use, my God, this morning here in the United States of America as an example on this broadcast. The physician this morning connecting to this walk-in clinic. What is the walk-in clinic? This walk-in clinic means Blog Talk Radio. And on this Blog Talk Radio, in this walk-in clinic, God is using where? A physician. This physician works for the facility. This physician is not the facility. I want to let somebody know that you don't walk in at the right time, my God Almighty, into this physician. Now, the problem is, what are your symptoms? Your symptoms is, I'm just sick and tired, my doctor. I'm sick and tired, doctor. I just don't have enough joy like I used to. I don't have enough peace like I used to. I don't have the belief that I used to have, the drive that I used to have. I don't have it like I used to. Well, your vitamins or B12, it looks like it's a little bit low. You probably need to take, I need to put you on some B12 every day, because you need to get your drive back up. What is the B12? Baby, I'm blessed. Y'all about to hear me? My B stands for I'm blessed. My one stands for in the Father. And the other one stands for in the Son. So I'm blessed not only in the Father, in the Son, but I'm blessed in the kingdom of God. I want to give somebody this morning a shot of B12, a shot of spiritual B12, because you need to realize, my God, that you're blessed through the Father, not through man, not through your job, not through whatever condition somebody say they could do for you. And not only that, you blessed through the Son, because if it wasn't for the Son that died on a cross, I want to help somebody here this morning. If it wasn't for the Son that died on the cross, that renewed man covenant back with the Father, that's why I'm blessed. You need to tell yourself that ain't no circumstances, ain't nobody with haterade, ain't nobody with talkerade or lineage that want to come. My God Almighty, try to distort your life. Could go back to rewind the time and take the Lord and Savior off the cross. Because he died on the cross, that makes me blessed and out of favor. So therefore, I was blessed before I came in this world. I was blessed, my God Almighty, before I was even thought of. I was blessed before I was even born. Some of you need a shot of B12 blessing in the Father and also in the Son. Somebody need to holler at your boy. Holler at your boy. My God Almighty. Then as they look at you and they begin to examine, we examine and we realize, my God Almighty, that looking at this test, your D3 look like it's a little bit low. Your D3, my God Almighty, it looks like, somebody help me here. It looks like it's a little bit low. What do you mean it's a little bit low? What is my D3, my God, physician? Well, your D3 is dead, my God Almighty, because of the Holy Ghost. What is number three? Number three is the Holy Ghost. Number one is the Father. Number two is the Son. Now I need to deal with number three is the Holy Ghost. I'm dead within the things of the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty. See, many of us, my God Almighty, we get a little low sometimes. Now the different things around us that should not affect us in the first place. We become conscious too. And but y'all remember certain things that you did not become conscious to. Certain things that when you used to go through, you didn't care who talked about you. You didn't care what they throw at you. All you know that your God will provide. Your Lord will provide. You was ready to get up and start your day. You knew that they were trying to plot to, my God, to sabotage your career, sabotage your job. You got up without a care in your mind. You already knew that your Lord and Savior going to do what? It's going to provide. You was dead to the things of the world because of who? Because of the Holy Ghost. And some of you, your D3 done got a little low. And guess what? And the Lord says you can get your D3 from the sun. Once you get out and get into the heat a little bit, get you a little sun. And that's why God said, I want to turn up the temperature a little bit in your life. Because some of you, your D3 is a little low. He got to raise your D3 back up so you can become numb, before you can become dead to different things. You can become dead to circumstances. You can become dead to the different things that is trying to overtake you. I want to prophesy to somebody in the name of Jesus that you're going to begin to walk, and you're going to walk without acknowledging different things that are trying to weaken you and take you out. Why? Because you're going to take your dose of D3 with the Holy Ghost. I want to help somebody this morning. So now when you come into the presence of God, into the things of God, baby, you come in with something. You come unloaded. Get in your own worship time. But now it's time to see the physician. It's time, my God Almighty, for things in my life to get back in order. And I declare and decree that it is so. I wish I had somebody just to test this old crazy man and say, it is so. I'm blessed. It is so I'm highly favored. It is so that I got favor on my life. It is so. My God, my circumstances doesn't reflect what God already put over me. My circumstances doesn't reflect who I am in the spirit of the Lord. That's a praise all by itself. Is there anybody truly believe that you praise and went to go up? And you know, when you went to the physician, you thought that it was worse. You're in a worse situation than it is. And once they give you the report, it's almost like a sense of relief, because we've been on put our own self in the grave. We already knocked our own self out. God, don't let it be this. God, this going to take me out. And God say, trust and believe me. You walk by faith and not by sight. You don't see it. I know you feel it. You don't, my God, it haven't manifest yet, but I know you feel it. But whose report that you going to believe this morning? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Some of you right now, you need to get up. You need to go ahead and stretch. You need to get back into your vision. Get back into your dream. See your miracle coming. See your blessing is on its way. See yourself walking. See yourself walking in favor. See yourself blessed in highly favored. See yourself moving into your new house. See yourself moving into your new automobile. See yourself walking into your new career. See yourself in your suit and tie, going to work. See yourself that you are the head of the company, not the tail of the company. See yourself, my God, as the leader, that you're going to help other mindsets and help other people to walk into their new. See yourself not as a failure, but as somebody that God got favor on. I feel like praising him. Some of you need to go ahead and give him a 30-second praise.
Oh, I'll praise him.
I'll praise him.
With my hand, yeah.
With my hand.
I'll praise him.
I'll praise him.
Mother, see yourself, brother, see yourself, sister, see yourself blessed and highly favored. Don't let the enemy beat you down. Don't let the enemy beat what yesterday was. That's yesterday. Today is a new day. My Bible tells me I need to worship God. Take it day by day. I can't get back what happened yesterday, but today I can prophesy. Today I can turn everything around. Today I can give God a glory. Today I can walk by faith and not by sight. Today I can get back into my miracle working plan. I can walk back into my healing. Today it could be so. Today that it could be blessed. If the anybody could say to themselves, today I'm going to be better than what I was yesterday. Today I'm going to stomp the enemy. I dare him to go ahead and try to swing. I dare you to flick. I dare you to jump. Froggy, you got frog in you? Go ahead and jump. Because today I got strength inside of me. Today I can do all things through Christ.
One more time.
Get ready. this place, amen. I just want to let somebody know that you can do exceedingly, you can do abundantly, you can go through above all. You might as well get yourself up and know that I'm more than a conqueror. There's nothing going to stop me. If God promised me, that's what it is. If God said it, that's what it is. So I might as well get out of a crime party. I might as well get out of a self-pity party and understand that I'm more than a conqueror. The Bible declares God is not going to put too much on me than I can bear. If I'm going through it now, he must think it that I can bear. He sees something in me that I probably don't see within myself. I thank God that the Lord has given up on me. I thank the Lord that he ain't throwing a towel on me. That's why I praise him. That's why I worship him. That's why I give him glory. And today, I got to let the devil know, you gotta look out. I'm not gonna approach this day like every other day. I'm approach this day differently. I'm approach it boldly. I'm approach it courageously. I'm approach it knowing that I'm blessed than highly favored. I want to bless God for each and every one of you from this morning, Eastern Standard Time in the United States of America. ADL family, you gotta keep fighting. Have your brother and sister back. Keep going. Till they help them fight for their miracle, for their blessing, and keep going because God, he is able. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. As we get off this air, I want you to go ahead and praise him. As we get off this air, give God the glory. As we get off this air, let your movements begin to prophesy that I'm going to get whatever is mine, and God said it, that's what it is. Somebody go ahead and praise him. And at the end of the day, I want to tell you,
he made me whole. He delivered me. He brought me out. He changed my walk.
That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.